Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are speaking with a Del DeSoto Minburn High School senior, Kelsey Greenslade, as she was selected to the 2025-2026 Iowa FFA State Officer Team as the South Central State Vice President. This was back at the State FFA Convention at Iowa State University in Ames, April 13th through the 15th. So, Kelsey, thank you so much for taking the time to join me.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You are absolutely welcome. And so we'll start off with that of, yeah, what did it mean to really represent ADM High School and be announced to the 25-26 Iowa FFA State Officer Team? And you were announced as the South Central State Vice President.
Right. So I have gone to ADM my whole life since kindergarten and even preschool, always been living in Adel. And so really representing the school that I've always grown up in is a really big part of my life, and it's something that I've really enjoyed, not only in so far in my state officer term, but also these past few years as I've served previously as a district officer for Iowa FFA. But really, it's just the opportunity to serve a chapter or represent a chapter that is pretty newly founded. I mean, we're only about almost 10 years old, so having the chance to be a state officer and lead members at the level that I'm able to is something that's really crazy, and not a lot of chapters and not a lot of members get the opportunity to. If you really think about it, there's 20,000 FFA members just in the state of Iowa, and I got selected as one of 9 individuals chosen to lead the state this year. So that's just such a cool opportunity that I know not a lot of people have, and I'm super excited to make the most of it and really have a great year.
That is really, yeah, I mean, yeah, when you put it in that perspective, wow, that's really incredible. So well, that's awesome. And so can you, I know, like you said, you grew up in the Adel area. Describe what your, like, relationship is to farming.
Yeah, so I didn't really come from the, like, traditional, most to think of, like, crop farming, like, live on a big, big farm. But I have grown up raising and showing pigs. So that's a big part of my life. Every summer I get a few pigs, and we typically have gone in the past to like jackpot shows, national shows, pretty much all over. Showing pigs has been my life since I was little. And so that's really what honestly sparked my interest for FFA. I just wanted that outlet to go and learn more about agriculture, because my parents have really raised me to know that agriculture is not only the backbone of Iowa, but the backbone of our world, and especially the United States. I mean, it's really that aspect of we're the people who are feeding the world around us and clothing the world around us. And that's something that's so important that not a lot of people think of when they hear agriculture every day. They think of, oh, it's just farming. Like, times and we say cows, plows, and sows. Yep. But it really is more than that than you would think of.
Absolutely. Again, we are speaking here with ADM senior Kelsey Greenslade as she was selected to the 2025-26 Iowa FFA State Officer Team as the South Central State Vice President. Now, Kelsey, can you kind of name some skills you've learned from your advisor, Ms. Gettler?
Yeah, so Ms. Gettler, she's great. Always gaining that extra time. Ag teachers, you don't really think of it, but they spend lots of time outside their contracted hours working with students. She's really helped me gain those communication skills, the public speaking skills. When I walked into her classroom as a freshman, I was not one who would want to get up on the stage and talk to people. I've always been a pretty outgoing person, but not really in that aspect. And I think that my time in the classroom and my time having her as my teacher has really pushed me to be who I am today. She's really helped a lot with teamwork, communication, hard work, the knowledge that I need to get to this point, and really just connecting me with the people around me. So I have that strong foundation of people who are supporting me and helping me to get to my goals and where I want to be.
And can you describe just talk about what you enjoy the most about being an FFA?
So through FFA, I've had so many opportunities that I definitely wouldn't have had if not. I mean, I'm involved in so much more outside of FFA. But when I'm really thinking about my time like spent in the Blue Jacket, it really just comes back to the people I've met and the opportunities I've had. I mean, I've had the chance to travel to different places in the U.S., meet members from not only across Iowa, but from across the nation, and really make those connections. I mean, I got to travel to Ireland this summer and learn about agriculture. I've had the opportunity to make some lifelong best friends that I know that I can count on throughout the rest of my life due to FFA and having the outlet to make those connections and reach out and expand that network that we all need for not only right now with high school students going into college and moving into like the first part of our adult lives, but really just throughout our whole lives.
Well, and before I go to the last question, I'll pivot here for a minute. I know you said, yeah, you're very busy. I know you are a part of the Raccoon River girls wrestling team. Can you just talk about some of the other events, whether it's sports or just activities with ADM that you are involved in?
Yeah, so I'm, like you said, part of the girls wrestling team. I'm also on the cross country team, or I was on the cross country team, I guess. And then in our community, I do lots of volunteer work. Like I mentioned earlier, join livestock at both the county and state level, 4-H, so much more than I can even think of right now,
fair.
I guess. I mean, I'm involved in some other leadership organizations through places in Des Moines, a lot of leadership in agriculture-based organizations and some sports too.
Yeah, wow. I mean, where is the free time for you? I'm just kidding.
Exactly.
Well, and as we finish up here, can you talk about the responsibilities that come with being the South Central State Vice President?
Yeah, so over the next year, I will have the opportunity to, as you said, serve as a state officer alongside I'm one of 9 state officers. So I have 8 teammates from across the state, and our role kind of is to facilitate everything that happens in Iowa FFA. So for me, as the South Central State Vice President, I am not only serving as the Vice President of the state, but I'm also serving as the President of the South Central District. So I have a team under me of high school students who are serving as district officers this year, and I get to be the president of that team. So a lot of what I do as the State Vice President is kind of directing the work of the district and planning those conferences and conventions for members to attend within our district. And then I will also get the chance to travel to schools across the state and host leadership workshops within their classes and really get connected, do some banquet visits, just school visits, getting to kind of celebrate members' successes and their chapters across the state. And then this summer, we will also have the chance to partake in many different things as state officers, some of those being working at the Iowa State Fair for the whole time, and we even get the opportunity to travel to Washington, D.C. and connect with the state officers from all across the nation and have the chance to actually go lobby for agriculture and practice being lobbyists, advocating for agriculture and our organization, which is something that is super cool. And I may even have the opportunity to travel outside of the country this year.
Wow. All right. Well, thanks for going over all that. Again, it is ADM Senior Kelsey Greenslade. She was selected to the 2025-26 Iowa FFA State Officer Team as the South Central State Vice President. And Kelsey, really appreciate you taking the time to go over all of that. And it's always a blast talking to you, and just good luck with everything.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. It's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.